The Internal Revenue Service is making technology investments to move away from some programs it says were started during the Kennedy administration. Congress has repeatedly cut and frozen its budget over the past 5 years, so it's important for the IRS to know exactly how much the IT investments will cost. According to the Government Accountability Office, that is not exactly the case today. David Powner is Director of Information Technology Management Issues at GAO. He has three recommendations in their latest report to improve how the IRS tracks and reports its investments. Hi, David. Thanks for coming back on with us. Appreciate it.
Hi, good afternoon, Jared.
And clearly, one of the key findings in your latest report on IRS IT investments is that it's had some significant departures from the original cost and schedule and scope on some key programs and hasn't communicated those adequately to Congress. Is that purely a shortcoming in reporting in and of itself, or does the IRS not have good data to share?
Well, they actually have great internal data, Jared. The issue here is the appropriation committees require a quarterly report, and they have since 2012 on each of the 19 major IT investments that IRS is pursuing. And we've actually helped that committee improve not only the accuracy of what they're receiving, but also to improve the overall reporting. And if you look at a short term, just a year's worth of performance, we see some overruns and schedule slippages. But if you don't have a longer term view or lens into what's going on over a several year period, that's where the overruns and schedule slippages are some of the functionality that isn't being delivered, where that comes out. So one of the things that we have recommended to the IRS is that they actually provide more of this cumulative reporting over time, and they have not done that yet. And what we actually did is there were a couple investments. One is the K-2 investment, which is the investment that they're currently pursuing that processes tax returns. And then there's a fraud detection replacement. We kind of highlighted some fairly significant overruns and work not being completed if you take that longer view into those investments.
The answer to this might be self-evident, but can you take us into a little bit more why that longer time horizon might give Congress better insight and better ability to oversee and manage?
Yeah, well, so what's interesting here is these subcommittees for the Appropriation Committee, the subcommittees on financial services and general government, they've performed a lot of intense oversight on IRS over the years. In fact, it was on our high-risk list, and it came off. And they continue to do that down to where they're looking like on a quarterly basis on performance. So you might only see slight, you know, schedule slippages or cost overruns on a quarterly basis or even within that fiscal year of funding. But it's important to look over, you know, a period of years, too. You don't have to go out excessively, but maybe 2 or 3 years, because those little overruns and schedule delays start adding up and providing that longer-term scenario. For instance, the CADE, the current system that processes tax returns, it overran about $183 million over about a three-year period. And there was some functionality that wasn't delivered and everything. So that ends up being a lot of money over time, but you need to take that longer-term view to actually capture that.
This might be a bit outside the scope of the report, and it might be hard to answer since we don't have great data here, but based on the data that we do have you or have the committees been able to come to any conclusions about root causes for these schedule slippages and scope increases, decreases?
Yeah, there's a couple things. I think if you look at it, it's a lot of your traditional IT problems that you see. Although IRS has gotten better over the years, there's still some problems with defining the requirements up front. There's a few things that in terms of some risks that pop up, in terms of risk mitigation. So those are some common themes. But probably most importantly is, you know, we get down a path where we figure out that the requirements aren't solid. That tends to be one of the major reasons why we tend to have some of these problems. A good example is there's a fraud detection system that currently was placed on hold because I think IRS realized that fraud detection system isn't the solution that is going to enable them to pick up the fraud that they actually would like down the road. So they put that on pause. So that was a system that they're really rethinking the requirements on right now.
The agency's made pretty plain in congressional testimony that it doesn't believe it has the funds that it needs to operate at the level that it thinks it should. Is there any evidence that any of these rescopings of these programs have been a result of inadequate funding?
Well, let's start with this. IRS gets about $2.4 billion annually for information technology. Of that $2.4 billion, $1.7 billion is associated with these 19 investments. Hmm. So there's a lot of money that IRS has when it comes to IT. Now, in all fairness to IRS, there's been some mandates that have been placed on them with the Affordable Care Act and also with this Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act. They refer to it as FATCA and ACA. And those two mandates do consume a fair amount of the budget and some of their resources. So there's been some balancing with those mandates when they really look at this $1.7 billion spend. And that actually has resulted in a de-scoping or a pausing of some of the other contracts. So $1.7 billion, still a lot of money, but they have these 19, and they're trying to balance that with some of the mandated work, too. So it's a challenge for them, clearly. I do think that they actually perform a nice balancing act over there, their CTO, looking at what they're required to do with the recent mandates, but still keeping a lot of these projects moving forward.
You mentioned ACA. Let's stick with that because it's core to one of your recommendations in which you tell the agency that they should modify reporting of ACA testing status to senior management to include a comprehensive report on that testing. Briefly explain to us what they're doing as far as testing those ACA systems and what you're recommending.
Yeah, so ACA gets very complicated. You know, initially ACA was tied to a lot of income verification, the whole bit with some of the initial releases. There's 24 releases total with ACA when you look at what IRS is trying to do. 12 are already in production. We looked at a couple releases that currently are associated with actually checking some health care credits. So it actually has the ability to check your tax return to the health care credits to make sure that's all on the up and up. And actually, when you look at the two releases that we looked at, this is the level of complexity. There's about 66 impacted systems in terms of interfaces. And our recommendation was that we saw with those releases, there was actually a fair amount of testing. And IRS, when you look at where they were at on schedule and costs with ACA, a lot of good work there. But we saw with their test reporting, we didn't see all the impacted systems that were being reported on. So, for instance, there was a release 5.0. We saw 26 of the 66 systems in their test reports, and we'd like to see that gap closed where all those 66 impacted systems are clearly reported on.
And to get to another one of the recommendations, you recommend that there are summary level CTO risk assessment ratings for all of these major investments in the quarterly reporting. Is it the case that none of those risk assessments are being provided, or only selected versions of them?
Well, actually, when you look, so the 19 major investments, 13 of those 19 actually have a CTO rating. And the CTO rating is actually kind of nice. So it's very similar to like the dashboard rating where you have the CIO rating, red, yellow, green. You can see the level of risk.
Right.
So those 13 ratings, and in all fairness to, you know, the folks at IRS, I mean, you see of the 13 ratings that they had 3 reds, 4 yellows, 6 greens. So more systems that are in the high to moderate risk with 7 yellows or reds and 6 greens. And so we actually think that there's a fair amount of acknowledgement of risk with their CTO ratings, but there were 6 investments, 6 of the 19, that they don't provide that CTO level rating. And part of the issue here is these quarterly reports to Congress have grown over time and got more robust, so our recommendation was clearly that we'd like to see those all 19 reported, because we think the CTO insight is very valuable for the Congress on these investments.